Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Thank you very much for being here. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Everybody survived the eclipse. All good. Not the end times, as far as we know. A lot of people were excited. A lot of people, I mean, they were going crazy across the country, man, when they saw it, you know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Roker.
We saw, oh, look at this. Look at this. Whoa.
The crowd was willing it.
No.
It's not a natural occurrence that can be predicted. They were willing it to happen, and they were going crazy.
Just for a minute. Just for a second. But I'll take it. I will take it. Look at it. Oh, my God. We got it.
Okay, now you know what I'm talking about, David, because off air I was saying, man, it seemed like people were overexcited. Like, is that acted out excitement, or people really going that crazy?
I don't know. That really sounds like legitimate excitement or terror. I'm not really sure which. I like the crowd is willing it. No, that's gravity, man.
Yeah. Well, and then someone, I could see the ring, and they were going
diamond
crazy.
Ring! I can see it! I can see the diamond ring! Yes! Woo!
People are hugging.
Man, don't ever throw a surprise party for her.
No kidding.
Be peeling her off the ceiling.
So, yes.
Dang.
For a lot of people, they're like, well, I was underwhelmed or whatever. Other people, I guess it paid off. How many ever thousands of dollars that they paid to be right in the track? And good for them. Okay, I don't want to take that away from anybody.
No, it's fine. Good for them.
I can see you're happy for them, Scott. That's good.
Elated for them.
Okay. Well, good news for everybody around the country as far as the economy goes, right?
Well, according to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, the economy is very, very strong and a lot of people are doing well.
Okay.
I think we've got a good, strong economy. We've got very strong domestic demand. Consumers are holding up. Some low-income consumers or perhaps exhausting their buffers of saving that they built up during the pandemic. We're seeing a little bit more distress at the household level there. But generally, households are in very good financial shape.
Less than 24 hours after she said that on CNBC, Moody's Analytics comes out with a report that says that the typical American household would need to spend $445 more a month to purchase the same goods and services as a year ago. Not 4 years ago, a year ago.
Just asking a question, and it's probably one that you can't answer. Just as habit, does Janet Yellen read?
I think she's a field player.
Okay,
it's sort of
so
like,
not
you know,
even like Wall Street Journal, nothing to really understand what's happening.
I think it's more like, well, my Werther's originals are well stocked in my house, so that
no one gets fired. We do this every time, and I'm tired of hearing myself say it. When you needed the advice of someone that knew what was going on at the time, didn't quite understand the chain at the time, inflation, and she booted it and admitted it. At least I'll give her that. For a second, she admitted that she didn't understand what was happening with the supply chain issue. But she didn't, you know, get fired for it or was replaced or anything.
They're spending all their pandemic savings. People weren't working. They were living off what they had.
You're talking about what she's saying now or then?
No, now.
It's
exhausting. She just talked about pandemic savings.
And I already
know. People are spending their pandemic savings.
It's part of the game that David plays to play this audio to get everybody ramped up at the beginning of the show. And yet it's effective. It works. It drives you crazy.
Dang.
Man, it just does.
That I didn't, at the time, didn't fully understand. But we recognize that now.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
And that was, what, 2.5 years ago?
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't understand that the other team might try to blitz. I know that now.
We were scoring baskets, but I didn't understand that if the other team shot the basket from behind that line, it counted for three. I understand now, thanks to Caitlin Clark. Gosh gracious, man.
Consumers are holding up, some low-income consumers, or perhaps exhausting their buffers of saving that they built up during the pandemic.
You know, those poor folk.
Who's...
Okay, let's just move on.
Didn't have a job, so I'm going to be saving. I'm putting money away. My rainy day fund.
David, you said you had a crazy story about immigration fraud. Where's this from?
Okay, this is out of Houston. Right. So in January, a guy named Rashad Scott was shot and killed while committing a robbery at a gas station. And a bystander, he's the guy who shot him, bystander sees the robbery going down, pulls out a gun, shoots him. Well, it turns out the robbery was actually staged. The guy who killed Rashad Scott is facing murder charges because, well, he was a felon illegally in possession of a gun. Not allowed to have that gun. He actually fled the scene because he goes, oh, well, I stopped that robbery, but not supposed to have this gun. Leaves.
Okay.
Well, it turns out, again, the robbery was staged. The victims paid him to do it because if you're an illegal immigrant but the victim of a crime, you can apply for and receive what's called a U visa. That gives you temporary legal status. The feds say it can help local police solve crimes because the illegals will be more likely to cooperate if they know they won't face deportation. So it's this scam that's been going on where somebody pays a guy to go in and rob them and make them a victim of a crime. Mm-hmm. Money is exchanged. They get some sort of legal residence here in the United States. Everybody wins except for, you know, the American taxpayer.
Right.
The guy, again, who killed Rashad Scott is facing murder charges because he was a felon illegally in possession of a gun. And Rashad's fiance just did an interview with Fox 26 in Houston. And she blames gun laws for the guy's death. This is unreal.
Roll it.
He didn't deserve to die. I don't expect people to feel bad. I don't expect people to feel sorry, but somebody still lost a life at the end of the day. Have some decorum. Nobody's really talking about the main issue here, and that's gun laws. They need to change.
The guy wasn't legally allowed to buy a gun.
No.
So I don't know what other law you want there, and I'm sorry for your loss, but your fiance was committing a crime where, under many circumstances, it would have been perfectly legal for somebody, assuming they were in legal possession of a gun, to shoot and kill him because he was robbing somebody.
Right. Wow. How many people are going to sue the Sun because their eyes hurt today from looking up yesterday?
Oh, I'm sure that somebody will take the case.
What was crazy, and I even forget the story now, David. We were joking that how was someone going to make the eclipse racist? And yeah, they did.
They did. Well, they said that it's, eclipse mania is gripping black Texans.
Right.
And they really just talked to one guy who was annoyed by the traffic. Another lady in Dallas who is really into astrology, and then they mentioned that, what's that guy's name? Neil deGrasse Tyson was hosting a watch party in Dallas. I'm not really sure what the race connection really was there, other than the three people they talked about happened to be black, but it was odd.
Eclipse, glasses, equity, I don't know. Something like that. But we did get a lesson in science yesterday from someone in Congress, David?
Yeah, Democrat Representative Sheila Jackson Lee. She's a big fan of space. She served as a member of the Science Committee and the ranking member on the Space and Aeronautics Subcommittee. So she was at Booker T. Washington High School and talking to the kids about how cool this eclipse was or would be. And she shared the wisdom that she has amassed in her many years in Congress as a science and space person.
All right.
And sometimes you've heard the word full moon. And sometimes you need to take the opportunity just to come out and see a full moon is that complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases. And that's why the question is, why or how could we as humans...
Well, why are you laughing, David?
The moon's not made up of gases. I don't know what she's talking about.
Maybe you just need to put your learning ears on right now and open your mind to maybe some sort of new facts. Okay?
Live on the moon. Are the gases such that we could do that? The sun is a mighty powerful heat that is almost impossible to go near the sun.
Almost impossible?
It's almost impossible to go near the sun.
Not completely impossible, but almost.
You can do it very carefully.
Oh, it's impossible.
No, yeah, it is.
It's like Mr. Freeze could go up there for about 20 seconds, then he'd have to leave. What is she talking about?
I don't know.
What is she talking about?
The moon is more manageable.
Oh, got it.
The moon is more manageable, to live on than the sun.
Yeah,
more manageable. It's not that living on the surface of the sun is unmanageable. It's just less manageable than living on the gaseous surface of the moon.
You can't stop. You can only hope to contain it, right. You see.
The sun is a mighty powerful heat.
That's
got
true.
It?
Yes.
It's almost impossible to go near the sun. The moon is more manageable.
But thanks to a government grant, Carrier's working on an air conditioner that...
You know, before the show started, David and I were saying, my piece of audio, I think, is going to outdo yours as far as just entertainment. And you may have me there, but I do have a piece of audio that's pretty entertaining. Right. It's just bananas.
Dang.
I mean, that's funny in a different way.
You've got to listen to this thing. Holy smoke, Daddy-O.
It's a warning about what would happen if Donald J. Trump is elected president.
Holy smoke.
It is something you got to hear. That and much more coming up right here.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Call 877-92-STEEL. That's 877-92-STEEL. To see how much money you can save with General Steel, our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies from Fortune 500 corporations to startups have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
I'm very impressed with General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Call 877-92-STEEL to find out how quickly your business can move into one of our quick construction kits, like a 50 by 100 perfect for the small business owner, or a 200 by 450 favorite of the Fortune 500. Just call 877-92-STEEL. That's 877-92-STEEL.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Thank you very much for being here. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Okay, the ABC sitcom Blackish, remember
that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jennifer Lewis was a star on that show. She's 67 years old.
Yes.
She's been in movies. She's on a satellite radio show hosted by Zerlina Maxwell. Not familiar. But Jennifer Lewis, known as the what? Grandmother of Black Hollywood?
Black Hollywood, yes.
Okay. goes on this unhinged rant. I think I got all the swear words out.
David. But
okay, just in case, be ready.
I got it.
Okay. I will tell you now, the clip is like a minute 46 seconds, and there are long pauses in it. But I don't think we should take them out. Just let it roll. I'll stop the audio whenever you want to react, and I'll also tell you it's sort of a slow build. It gets bananas, but more in the last minute. She builds to it, and she starts by saying the people are just sort of relaxed right now, especially black voters. You're being stupid because the storm is coming. The Trump storm is coming. And she starts it like this.
Dear God, what have we done? Oh, I'll tell you what we've done.
Oh, one other disclaimer. The host of the show only seems to be able to say, just so you know.
Okay.
We've spent time trying to decide what flavor ice cream we're going to get. Because there are 10,000 flavors.
Right.
We spend half our lives choosing, trying to make a choice on bullshit. What movie tonight? Let me sit here for a half hour. No bombs going off. And we do nothing. We sit on our couches. Oh, I don't believe in voting. You f***ing idiot. If that man gets in, as soon as he takes the oath, he will have generals walk down the steps of the Capitol. He will take a hammer and break the glass where the Constitution is, and he will tear it up in our faces. And say, now, I'm the king of the f***ing world.
Golly.
You will bow down, bitches. He will punish everybody that didn't vote for him. Let me tell y'all how I know this shit.
Whoa.
I know it because I know what mental illness looks like.
I believe you.
That mania is unstoppable.
Wow.
See, this mother is Hitler.
Oh.
Here's the last part.
He didn't come to play.
Okay, so that's the clip.
Holy smokes!
Seriously, man.
Wow.
Help.
What was the mania is what?
I think unstoppable!
The mania is
unstoppable.
I think that's what she said.
Man.
Yeah, it builds to an incredible point there.
Tell y'all how I know this shit. I know it because I know what mental illness looks like.
It's Trump derangement syndrome.
That mania is unstoppable.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, I want to record a progressive rock album just so that can be the intro. The mania is unstoppable!
Yeah, pick scrape on the dark. Yes. And there we go.
Holy crap.
Yo.
Dang.
That's incredible, man.
Dude, there are some people that are like that.
They're so broken.
It really is.
They're mentally just disseminated by this. Decimated by this guy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I believe her 100% when she says.
I know it because I know what mental illness looks like.
There's a big mirror right in front of her, too. Dang.
It's just a remix of Dark Side of the Moon, you know. You just, the lunatic is on the grass.
The lunatic is on a podcast.
Yeah, there you go.
So, wow. Yeah, that there was part of me that felt bad, like, you need help. And the other part, I can't stop laughing.
No, yeah.
It's like all the emotions coming out there, man.
You have to mock
You need to go
people.
With those two nice guys after this interview's over.
Whew, this is the Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. All right, biggest story today, David.
Gosh, the mania dang. Is unstoppable.
I know it because I know what mental illness looks like.
Holy cow.
We need to reopen the asylums. We really do.
Oh yeah.
Because that's not healthy. That is
Whoa.
That is a person in crisis, and I feel almost bad laughing at her, but I also believe at the same time that these people need to be mocked mercilessly. Oh,
yeah. Yes.
Well, I mean, it's not like the host of the show saying, "Well, hold on a second. He's not here." Yeah. No, it's just What?
Y'all, how I know this shit.
All right, we got to get to a news update and a round of What's Your Story straight ahead. Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. I'm Jamie Markley, the Gen Xer. David Van Camp, the Millennial. Of course, the sexy boomer, Scott Robbins.
Y'all, how I know this shit.
See, it's going to take a while to get over that, man.
What a nut. What a kook. That's fun. I hope she does more of these.
Jennifer Lewis?
Yeah.
Actress?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was on the Zerlina Maxwell show. She was talking about if Trump takes over, he's going to break the glass and rip up the Constitution and say, "You're all my female dogs."
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And then punish everybody that didn't vote for him. Isn't that what she said?
Yes.
Something like that? That's what I thought.
I'm the king of the world.
Right. That's what he's going to say if he wins.
I'm the king of the world.
Not just the bleeping world, buddy. Yes.
You will bow down, bitches.
Yeah. Which does sound like kind of a BA statement to make. Bow down, my... Yeah. I can't see that, though. Well, maybe. Who knows? All I hear in my head is Trump going, "I don't know, maybe I should." Thing like that. Kamala Harris was speaking, David.
Yeah, Donald Trump put out a statement on where he is on abortion, saying he's glad Roe v. Wade got overturned. Abortion should remain a state issue. Vice President Kamala Harris leaned into the left-wing fear-mongering to say he doesn't really mean any of that.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm so tired of this, man. Who was it? I'm sure that the Today Show did it, too. I think it was Good Morning America. The way they framed the whole abortion thing with Trump is so misleading.
Yeah.
Just sort of used to it. But anyway, go ahead, Kamala.
He yet again said he's proudly responsible for overturning Roe v. Wade. And one has to ask, proudly responsible that 1 in 3 women of reproductive age now live in a state with an abortion ban? Proudly responsible that doctors and nurses can now be jailed in some states for life for providing care?
David, you're rolling your eyes. That's not respectful.
Well, that's, again, more fear-mongering, the idea. Providing care. You can be jailed for life for providing care. That's a lie.
I know. So tiresome.
He would sign off on a national abortion ban. Let's be very clear about that. And that obviously makes the contrast between Joe Biden and Donald Trump quite clear. So
why don't they just say it? Listen, this is one of the few issues we think we can gain ground. Okay? So we're going to say anything possible to get you to vote for us. Women, they're going to lock it. Handmaid's Tale!
Yeah, right.
Just go through all the talking points all at one time.
So we protect and we believe in a woman's decision and ability to make a decision based on what is in her best interest, not having her government tell her what to do. And we are proud of that position.
What if she says her best interest is to not have dudes in her locker room?
Oh, no. Can't have that.
How about that, Kamala?
Well, no. That doesn't... No.
Oh, and
why?
It's okay for the government to tell you exactly what to do. They do it all the time.
Doesn't a woman have a right to privacy?
No.
No?
They would say no.
I know.
Unless it's abortion.
Unless it's abortion.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, again, they don't have anything. There's nothing else to talk about. There's no accomplishments to turn to. They've tried to run things up the flagpole, gaslighting us on the fact that the economy's better, job market's better, blah, blah, blah. And we know that's not true, and everybody knows that's not true if you've lived in and around any sort of community at all. This is the issue you have. This is the only one. You got to convince enough people to vote for you solely on this nothing else in order for you to win. This is exactly what's going on now. This is all they're going to hone in. They're going to hone in on this 24/7. Nobody's buying the economy crap. Nobody is.
Oh, no. No.
I mean, jobs created by this knucklehead.
I don't think, Scott, you can forget the threat to democracy fear-mongering that's going to go along. I think that's going to be the leader.
But how do you sell that one when you're the one that wants to jail your opponent? I mean, I don't.
What do you mean? I think it's easy to do that for them because they don't mind lying.
I know it because I know what mental illness looks like.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, it's going to be a threat to democracy. You know that.
That mania is unstoppable.
That's what they're going to say. Wow. He's going to rip up the Constitution and punish people, Scott. It's going to be the end of democracy.
He's going to walk out on the steps of the White House with it in his hand and set it on fire.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
There you go. All right. Moving on to other things.
Holy smokes.
Do this every day about this time. Go around the table, and it may not be the biggest story out there, but it caught your attention. Today, David, what's your story?
I'm not going to go into a deep dive into this article that I read, mainly because I don't want to click on it to fund this guy's clear drug abuse problem. Oh. But Paul Krugman, he is a noted economist writing for the New York Times. This is the guy who said that email would go the way of the fax machine, by the way. Always gets it right.
That's
really,
right.
Really good. Really smart. He put out an opinion piece saying, good economy, negative vibes. Back on the vibes thing.
Okay.
And as he intros it, it says, I'm okay. People I know are okay, but somewhere out there, it's terrible. For the people who whine about privilege all the time, that is the most privileged statement you can make. I'm okay. My friends are okay. Why are people ticked off at the economy? Moody's Analytics, again, putting out a report today saying that right now to maintain the same standard of living you had a year ago costs you nearly $500 more a month. Somewhere out there, it's terrible. Yeah. Like most places, idiot. Yeah.
Part of the reason that was so funny to paint the visual, David had his arms flailing in the air.
Good stuff.
Yes, it is. It's frustrating. I mean, we don't have to go into like this deep dive trying to get into the minds of the liberal elite, but it is this sort of guilt. We want to say that we're all for poor people. But then every once in a while, they just can't help but pull the curtain back to see into their soul. Well, it's bad somewhere. I mean, I don't have friends that are like poor and stuff like that. I mean, I want them to do well, but come on, people. The economy's good. No, for a lot of people, it's not, dude. All right, Scott, what do you got for what's your story?
There is a woman named Anda Marcotte, and she is a writer for Salon Magazine. And they just put out a piece concerning the women in New York City who are just being randomly punched. We've seen this, right? You've seen the videos all over the place, right?
Yeah, I take it they have not found any of the punchers?
Not yet.
Unreal.
She puts out a claim today, though, saying such appalling incidents are and were unleashed by Donald Trump. She said these stories that we hear from these women resonate because the nation is having a moment of increasingly unhinged male fury at women for daring to have lives that are centered around something other than catering to a man's every whim. Unleashed by Donald Trump and the MAGA movement, there's an upswell of loud male entitlement shouting from every corner. It's fueled by misogyny. So there you go. These women that were being randomly punched on the street in New York, Donald Trump's fault.
So, mentally ill drug addicts beating up Asian women equals this is MAGA country.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you got it. Well, you understood, David. You connected all the dots. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Well, it's the same type of people that beat up that gay fella, the actor in Chicago.
Right. Yeah. Every liberal city in America just has a bunch of MAGA guys going around hitting people.
Well, they're unangry. The male fury has been unleashed by Donald Trump.
Yes. Mm.
Yes. Got it.
Remember when Jesse Smollett actually tried to make that case?
Oh, yeah.
It's unreal. So this is MAGA country.
Yeah, dude, but look how many people bought it.
I know.
I mean,
they want to believe that stuff. That's amazing. For my story today, I'll admit it's on a bit of a lighter note. A surprising number of Americans don't think you need to know a band's music to wear their merchandise.
That's always something that's ticked you off.
It bothers you. It depends on the situation.
Mm-hmm.
It became a fashion thing, especially for females. What was this, 10 years ago? To wear like 80s band t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, they don't even know the band. But if, hey, they're wearing that shirt, okay. It's attention for a band that maybe was forgotten. I don't know. The thing that we've always talked about was when it became cool to wear a band shirt, like it was giving you some sort of credibility. Like as a dude, you were wearing a band shirt because you liked, you know, sort of the image it portrayed. And I noticed at the time it was a lot of dudes with Motorhead t-shirts. And I remember saying to David, how many of these guys could name three Motorhead songs?
Mm-hmm.
So we started doing this, asking people to name three songs of different bands at different times. And it's amazing how many times they couldn't do it.
I see Nirvana shirts all over the still.
Oh,
everywhere.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I just saw a young lady with a Nirvana shirt, and I thought the same thing in my head. I wonder if she even knows, like, more than Smells Like Teen Spirit. I don't know.
Nirvana and Bob Marley.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you see, like, an older teen with a Bob Marley shirt, what does that say to you? That they're a Bob Marley fan, or does it say something else?
Oh, no, it's...
They smoke weed.
Well, right.
Well, yeah, or a fashion statement of some kind, yeah.
Usually, yes. More than 30% of Americans don't think you need to know an artist's music to wear the shirt.
Okay.
It's a free country. You can do whatever,
whatever you want. Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't mean people aren't going to call you a poser behind your back. It's part of it. The most popular music artist t-shirt in America belongs to who? Can either one of you name this?
Beatles.
No.
Stones.
It's Olivia Rodrigo.
What?
Olivia Rodrigo.
Olivia Rodrigo?
Yes.
Okay.
The average person spends how much money on band shirts in their lifetime? Not you or I, Scott.
No.
The average person.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'd guess
$200. $300.
It's $400.
Wow.
But hard rock and metal fans spend the most. Really? $500 average.
Yeah. Tear down the system. I'm going to Walmart to buy those Made in China t-shirts.
But see, here's the thing. Those aren't worth more over time. If you still have 80s actual t-shirts,
yeah,
they are worth a lot of money.
Yeah, if you got tour shirts.
Yes.
From those times, or promoting the record.
Yes.
Yeah, those are big. Those are big ones.
Well, go ahead and make fun, but I did. It sounds like a made-up story. I sold my Dokken Tooth and Nail t-shirt that I saw when they opened for Sammy Hagar.
Yeah.
To someone in Belgium for over $100. That was years ago. Wonder what it'd be worth now.
Some dude in Belgium walking around with your Dokken shirt on? Awesome.
Well, it's theirs now. They paid for it.
No, it's awesome.
Good for them. 34% of Americans own a shirt from a concert they never went to. So about one out of three. I just find that stuff interesting.
I don't think I have any of those.
You might have a band shirt of a band you never saw.
Yeah, maybe.
We have Queen shirts.
I have Queen shirts. I've seen Queen.
Not with Freddie Mercury.
No.
Poser.
But I've seen Queen.
All right. Much more to get to. David's got a great story on the Biden campaign next.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try soon. Harry's is available online and in-store at a retailer near you. Get a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/refresh. That's harrys.com/refresh. Or check us out at your local Costco for a price you can't find anywhere else. Just look for the Chrome Razor with 13 blade refills at your local Costco. You can't miss it. Exclusive to Costco members.
Oh, honey, it's our favorite leaf filter trusted pro, Matt. Matt, come in, come in.
Hi, Mrs. Sparks. You wanted me to stop by? Is everything okay with your leaf filter gutter protection system?
Okay. Of course, silly. We wanted you to stop by for dinner as our way of thanking you.
Yes, to thank you for that free gutter inspection, the free estimate, and what was the other thing?
That lifetime guarantee.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Sparks, those are just leaf filter's policies. Everyone who calls leaf filter gets a trusted pro to come out for a free gutter inspection and estimate. And every leaf filter installation comes with a lifetime guarantee.
So it's not just us?
No, sir. We don't want anyone to worry about clogged gutters ever again.
You mean everyone gets this level of service?
Everyone. They just need to visit leaffilter.com/vancamp to schedule their free inspection.
Okay, but you must be starving. You work so hard.
Ready to love your gutter protection as much as we do? Visit leaffilter.com/vancamp and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. You know, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, means the more margin you have and the more money you get to keep.
Yeah, but it's hard to do now because you got higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing. Everything is costing more.
So to reduce all those costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle.
NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR, all into one platform and one source of truth.
With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, no hardware required.
Yeah, you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite.
You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors.
Yeah, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Yeah, and now through the 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Just head to netsuite.com/MVR.
That's netsuite.com/MVR. Okay.
He will take a hammer. And break the glass where the Constitution is, right. And he will tear it up in our faces.
Oh, yeah, that's the prediction from Jennifer Lewis, the TV sitcom Blackish, saying if Trump is elected president, it's end times, basically.
See how that one holds up.
Yeah,
I'm the king of the world.
Oh, yeah, he would say that. Then he'd say I'm the king of the bleeping world.
Of course, yes.
Yes, okay. Wow, that is unhinged. The people on the left are losing it. And I guess this is another example, David?
Oh, yeah. The Biden campaign is bringing in some help, even though this group has never really successfully done anything. And it's the Lincoln Project. I call them the Pedophile Protection Network because that's what they did. They one of the founders was a diddler, and they protected him. And then when it came out, they're like, oh, I didn't even know it. And actually... they did know all about it. Well, the Biden campaign is turning to the Lincoln Project, again, a grab bag of barely functioning alcoholics and pedophiles.
Yes. I know it because I know what mental illness looks like.
Yeah. Yes, maybe they could get Jennifer Lewis and the Lincoln Project all to help the Biden campaign.
But the thing is that there was a big Democrat super PAC that looked at the results of the ads that this organization cut to try to, like, you know, get under Trump's skin and all of this stuff. There's no evidence that those ads worked. And if you've ever seen one of their ads, you know why. It's because they're stupid.
Yeah, they weren't very good.
No.
Maybe spend less time chasing little boys and actually learn how to write.
Yeah. These people just run in circles, don't they?
Yeah, they really do.
Yeah. And then they get picked up by somebody else, and it's like the same people. Yeah. You may, you know, fall out of favor somewhere, but someone's there to pick them up, and they just sort of stay employed, it seems like.
Yeah, pretty much.
Man, oh, man.
And we don't need nasty. We don't need nasty. Honestly, there's no place for it.
All these different Trump clips are just going through my head. Okay, this is a crazy fact. I did not know this until I saw this today. Maybe you did. That you're more likely to die on your birthday than any other day of the year.
Oh, geez. Really?
Birthday shots?
That could be part of it. I mean, there could be a lot of different things going on. I mean, it could be the excitement of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I guess. Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, you know, just an exciting time and, you know, you're pumped up and, you know, it could be some heart issues, that sort of thing.
Hmm.
And you hate to say this part, but it's also, for some people, it's very lonely.
Hmm.
If yeah. you're by yourself.
Yeah.
I don't think we have to say anything else about that, do we?
That's, yeah, that's gross, yeah.
Yeah, that's the downside. But, I mean, if you have a big party and then, you know, it's like a special birthday night with you and the significant other, and that's the way you go out. Hey, that's so bad.
In the saddle.
This is the Markley Van Camp and Robin Show.
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins, thank you for being here. Okay, Joe Biden talking yesterday, David, again, about student loan debt forgiveness.
Oh, yeah, they're really pushing this now, and they're going to figure out a way to try to forgive as many people's debt as possible in order to buy votes. I mean,
it's illegal.
Get people out from under the strain of loans that they willingly took out. Anyway, he lied about his own history. I know, shocker there.
Okay, again?
Yeah.
I, like an awful lot of people in this audience, was the first in my family to go to college and watch my dad struggle to help me get there. And
That's not true. This was actually fact-checked when he made the claim way back in 1987, the year I was born, where the New York Times said, no, his grandfather went to college. And in fact, less than 2 years ago, he bragged about his grandpa being an All-American in college.
My grandfather, Finnegan Scranton, would really be proud of me right now. No, I'm not joking. He would. By the way, he's an All-American football player, John, in Santa Clara.
Huh. Except he wasn't.
Well, they wouldn't let him go to college because he was too poor, but they liked his football skills.
Right, exactly.
Scott, so they just had him play on the team and then go back to work.
But there's no record of him playing on the team, correct?
Grandpa Finnegan?
Yeah.
I don't know that. It wouldn't surprise me.
The All-American thing, I don't know where that came from. I mean, he's been saying this for a long time, though.
Well, yeah.
Finnegan Scranton would really be proud of me right now.
Yeah.
He's an All-American.
Yeah. Yes. Mm. I don't know if you knew this, too.
I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class to have a full academic scholarship.
Wrong.
Went back to law school and, in fact, ended up in the top half of my class.
Wrong.
I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school and 165 credits, only needed 123 credits.
Biden now concedes he did not graduate in the top half of his law school class, that he does not have 3 degrees from college, and that he was not named outstanding political science student in college.
But besides that, all true.
Yes. Truth teller.
This guy.
Old Joe Biden. Yes. And you just came across a different story, David?
I did. And there's a lot of negativity out there in the world, and I want to bring something where I think all of us can appreciate this moment. So in the state of Louisiana, there is a bill for universal school choice. The vote wound up being 71 to 32. That's a supermajority. And this would make Louisiana the 12th state to pass a universal school choice to try to get kids out of failing schools.
Awesome.
Trying something different. Some Democrats actually crossed the aisle. And not Democrats that are necessarily in conservative areas, but Democrats who this may be the end of their career. Representative Jason Hughes is one of those Democrats, and he acknowledged the political fallout here, but this is what he had to say. This clip is a little bit longer, but we can take this journey together if you like.
Yeah, that's great.
I know the political ramifications for me of voting for this bill. But I don't need this $16,800 a year job bad enough to watch our children to continue to live in poverty and trapped in failing schools and not try to do something. In any event, I'm not reelected. This is what I know. My steps are ordered. This is what I know. My heart is pure. This is what I know. I came here to do tough things. I came here to make tough decisions. And I came here to put children first. And for each and every one of you who know me, you know my heart. And you know my heart for children. So, Mr. Speaker, today, my vote will be in favor of this bill. And it's a vote for our children. Because for them, it's a fight worth fighting. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Okay.
Wow.
Boy, that's what you hope for, isn't it?
That's
even
great,
if you don't agree with someone politically. To say, okay, this might cost me, but we've got to do something different for these kids. Because you know what's going to happen if we continue to do the same things over and over and over. What I hear in my head, Scott, is you saying, well, you keep electing the same people again and again and again, and you get the same result, and then you want to blame somebody else.
Yeah.
At least this guy is saying, we've got to do this different.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would guess that he's not going to get that teachers' union money anymore.
Yeah.
But do you really think that he's going to get voted out?
Well, we'll have to see. He certainly seems to think that's a possibility. I just love the line, though. I don't need this $16,800 a year job bad enough to watch our children continue to live in poverty, trapped in failing schools.
Absolutely. That's what you're hoping for as a parent, that someone's going to look out for the best interest of your kid.
Yeah.
I mean, if you thought the teachers' unions wanted to do that before or after COVID, I think that mask is off.
Yeah.
Pardon the, yeah. You understand.
I always thought that geography was a really difficult situation to get out of, to rise above, because you don't have a chance unless you get a great school behind you.
Well.
A great education.
It seems.
And if you can do this choice thing, why wouldn't you?
Well, and then all of a sudden, job performance starts to matter.
Exactly. Yes. It creates competition. Competition is good.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, completely agree with that. Another story out there. Lori Lightfoot is hired for what job, David?
Oh,
the former mayor of Chicago?
Yeah, former mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, has been hired at a rate of $400 an hour to investigate the mayor of Dalton, Illinois. That is Tiffany Henyard. Is her name. If you remember, she is facing some serious allegations of the mismanagement of public funds, racking up a lot of credit card debt, taking nice vacations, Vegas, Manhattan. I mean, all over the country.
There were seminars for her learning.
Sure.
David.
And then, notoriously, when people started calling her out on it, including a lot of the city leaders who happen to be black, she said, you're being racist against a woman of color. Even if you are black, you are racist for calling me out on blatant corruption.
Well, certain people didn't get the rule book that says if it's a black woman in power, you can't say anything, and it doesn't matter what your race is.
Yeah. So they brought in Lori Lightfoot, which I'm not a fan of Lori Lightfoot, the mayor, former mayor of Chicago. Not at all. I don't think she's very bright. I don't think she has a whole lot of accomplishments under her belt as mayor of Chicago. However, from a political standpoint, I think it's brilliant because you know that this mayor is going to try to throw out the race and gender card. Now you just brought in the former mayor of Chicago, who was the first lesbian African-American to lead Chicago. That card is off the table now.
I'll give you that. You can't quite go there unless there are going to be other people that say that she's the new black face of white supremacy, but I can't see that happening either.
No, it doesn't work.
Anybody who knows something about what this woman is charged with, it'd be Lori Lightfoot.
Yeah, right.
She knows a thing or two about her way around this sort of thing.
What are you saying?
I'm not saying she actually took part in it. I'm just saying.
You're just saying it's like going to talk to Hannibal Lecter when you're trying to figure out who the serial killer is.
Right. It's Jodie Foster standing there in front of, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. Okay.
You can't stand the screaming Clarice.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. But that still creeps you out, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Just thinking about it. Yeah.
No, but I mean, it totally makes sense to me. I mean, if anybody can turn over rocks, it's Lori Lightfoot.
Well, and not only that, Lori Lightfoot said herself, remember, the only reason she was being attacked for all of her horrible decisions was because she was black.
Well, yeah. That goes without saying, but
that was part of it.
Y'all should be ashamed of y'allself. Y'all black. Y'all are black. And y'all sitting up here beating and attacking on a black woman that's in power. Y'all should be ashamed of y'allself.
Yeah, that's the mayor of Dalton, Tiffany Henyard, right there. By the way, speaking of race, anybody happen to hear the conversation between Charles Barkley and Stephen A. Smith?
Missed it.
Really? On a number of different things, like on the state of the country and illegal immigration. You have a minute?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
For this, yes.
Okay. Well, we might have to split this up, man.
All right.
I mean, because it's going somewhere. But
and you see the streets. You see the streets in New York.
3 weeks ago on TV, they had these migrants. First of all, the border is a joke. The border is a joke.
Yeah.
Well, they had these migrants, they call them, had just bust up in New York. They got them on camera kicking and beating like cops. They beat up these
two cops. Yeah. Beating up two cops. But, beating up two police officers
but they were,
in the subway
Steve
station. Mate,
they were out of jail in 24 hours. And the next day.
Actually, it was the same day, Charles.
But, but 2 days later, they called them robbing Macy's. I'm like,
wow.
First of all, they beat up cops. How are you out of jail in 24 hours? And then clearly, 2 days later, they're robbing Macy's. Anybody, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, a dog, a cat, a puppy, you know that's wrong, period.
Okay, we'll just end it there for now.
That's good.
Well, to me, man, when I was watching this, I'm like, see, this is another example of most sane people in this country agree on a whole lot of things, if they're going to be honest. If they're not playing some sort of political game or afraid that someone's going to attack them, if they're just really telling you what they think. A lot of people agree on a number of different topics. And I know it sounds crazy and trite. It does seem legacy media, different powers want people separated. It's part of the Marxist playbook. But there's more of that to get to. Because when they get into the topic of illegal immigration, yeah, it's a message Democrats don't want out there. I guarantee you that. But something else we got to get to, our no BS election update. Straight ahead right here. Baseball season is here, and the biggest moments in basketball and hockey are coming.
It's a great time to check out Prize Picks.
Get in on the playoff action and get up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason.
Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between.
Prize Picks even offers injury insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets hurt.
Yeah, for basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, Prize Picks will have your back and not count that as a loss.
Prize Picks also offers weekly promotions and special offers for the biggest moments in sports.
It's really simple to play. I can make my picks and submit my entry in less than 60 seconds.
Prize Picks now offers Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account this basketball season.
Download the app today and use code MVCR for a first deposit match up to $100.
That's code MVCR on Prize Picks for a deposit match up to $100.
Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Jamie Van Camp, Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. It's time for our update.
It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins 2024.
Are you running? Are you not running?
No BS update. Everything you need to know without all the crap.
I'm not doing the research.
Yep. Well, it appears Democrats are counting on three battleground states to deliver 2024 for Biden. You know what they are?
Michigan.
Michigan! Yes.
Pennsylvania.
Yes. You're on a roll, man. Don't blow it. You can bring it home, baby.
Pennsylvania. Oh, gosh dang it. I'm struggling here.
Oh, come on, dude.
I'm struggling.
Don't struggle. Clear your mind, man.
Trying, Michigan.
Focus. See yourself as a winner.
Florida. David just groaned. He knew I was wrong. David, go ahead.
Wrong!
Well, again, there are a few different scenarios here, but Florida is now pretty solidly red. It's not really the
I just said it. I don't know why. I just passed anymore. Through my brain. I don't know why.
Wisconsin or Arizona?
Wisconsin it is.
Nice.
Yes. That's what they're saying.
I'll take the meatloaf anytime.
Well, that's one of the reasons why they're freaking out about the idea of Nebraska going away from the way they can split up the electoral votes.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
currently they have, you know, there's I think it's five electoral votes. Two goes to the popular vote winner overall, and then the remaining three are divvied up based on the congressional district that you win. Now, it's still somewhat rare to split the state, but it has happened. It happened with Biden, happened with Obama. And they really want that one electoral vote in the Omaha area, I believe. And so, they're very, very worried if it becomes a winner-take-all state.
Now, just by listening to different people that you trust that seem to have a grasp on what's going on, and I don't think any of us trust anybody 100%, but you get, you know, just a feeling. So this isn't like specifics, but you get the feeling, or at least I do, that this time around for the Trump campaign, say, as opposed to 2016 or 2020, the whole campaign itself is more disciplined, and you have more people behind Trump now than certainly 2016, because now you have a whole lot of people seeing what the future of this country would be like under whether it was Biden or whoever is really running things, mm-hmm. their rule right now, and where the country is headed. Like, we have to get behind this guy right now, or we could lose this thing. That might sound dramatic to some people, but that's the vibe that's out there.
Yeah.
That it is, and it's much more strategic as far as winning the election, and you can't do it by doing it the way you've done it in the past. Democrats, in a lot of ways, have changed the game. You've seen that in 2020 with mail-in voting, and there's a strategy at going about it right now with the Republicans. At least that's what the word is. So I think that gives some hope to people. Do you feel the same thing, or is that just me?
I don't know. I think some of it, too, is that when Trump posts crazy stuff on Truth Social, one, not a lot of people are on Truth Social, so they don't see it. And yeah. they a lot of the Trump stuff that he posts online, people kind of tune it out now. They don't really care. It's like, hey, look, I know he's kind of a lunatic, but I had more money in my bank account when he was president. That's all I know.
Yes, and at the same time, they're leaning into his sense of humor.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw some of the stuff with the eclipse yesterday. Did you see the one where it was just the shadow profile of Trump
is
the
yeah.
covering the sun?
Right.
That was hilarious, I thought, anyway.
It was funny. Yeah, I agree.
You know, so that sort of thing. It was almost like when he did the thing with, you know, all the Marvel characters. And with the very last Marvel movie, and he's playing the role. Oh my gosh, it escapes me right now.
Oh, Thanos.
Yeah, where he's like, yeah, little snap of the fingers,
and a bunch of people just disappear. Yeah.
Do you remember the outrage from?
Oh
liberals?
Yeah, he's talking about killing people with his magic space glove. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, it was just kind of insane.
Well, you mentioned humor, but those people are humorless.
Oh, that's
nothing. Nothing's funny to them.
But so. Independents are the ones you got to worry about, where they see all the shrieking all the time. They know it means nothing anymore, and now those types of people are laughing at that. So, you know, you're hoping more people see that. Man, something we got to get to is a story about NPR. Someone that's worked at NPR that says, here's how we lost the trust of people. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
But that's coming up a few. This is the Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. Biggest story today, David.
Biggest story of the day to me is that the Treasury Secretary believes that households are in solid financial shape right now. You know, I mean, you're looking at the poor people, the massive amount of savings that they'd accrued over the pandemic. That's starting to dry up, so there's a little pressure there. But overall, people are doing pretty well. That's what she apparently believes.
You know, I take back the thing I said about them not having a sense of humor. They obviously do.
Oh, there was part of me that
thought... That's a knee slapper right there.
You know what? We'll give Janet Yellen any statement. Watch, she'll read it. Here you go.
Right.
Watch. Watch her do it. We'll go. We'll. She'll do whatever we ask. That's all I can
Gosh,
figure.
Dang.
Oh, and what Zelensky is saying now, we'll get to coming up right here. The Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Okay, we haven't heard much about the Ukraine-Russia war for a while, David.
No, because it's not going very well. And right now, the Speaker of the House here in America, Mike Johnson, is slow walking another bill that would provide, $95.3 billion. The Senate has passed it. And this includes, I should say, not all that $95 billion is just for Ukraine. It's just a foreign aid bill, but it did include money for Ukraine. Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, has so far refused to hold a vote on this. So Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has warned that Ukraine will lose the war unless the U.S. provides further military aid. And I'm sorry, but you're not doing a great job anyway, and I don't know if it's even winnable. Honestly.
It depends. No one has ever said, what does winning mean?
Yeah, right.
Like, how do you define it?
No, there's no end game. None.
If you go with the people that have been right the most, that know something about this, they would tell you, like, getting back Crimea, that's never happening.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you guys have heard the same thing.
Yeah.
So is that what they consider winning?
Unless they mean stopping the advancement, maybe that's it. I don't know.
But they don't say that.
No, No, it's just like this open-ended.
But we do know a lot of the money that we've given them, it's been corrupted.
Oh, we don't know.
And as far as the military equipment, we don't have any checks and balances on that.
No.
Well, I think we need to know as taxpayers where the money is being spent. It just makes sense.
But they're not going to give you that.
But it's weird how that just doesn't come up.
I know.
It's like, where's the itemized list of things that we have bought or are buying or are currently funding? Where are they?
No, and it's frustrating for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because of our own border.
Well, yeah.
I mean, can't do the wall. Absolutely not. But we've got to get all this money to
protect
Ukraine.
Protect the Ukraine border, but not our own.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's a fair argument to make.
No, it is. Yeah.
So I mentioned this, switching gears to NPR. And I just happened to see this at the Free Press. And this is Yuri Berliner. I may be butchering his name. I don't know. I'm not familiar with him. But he's been at NPR for 25 years. And he writes this piece for the Free Press saying, here's how we lost America's trust. This is one of those rare occurrences where you have someone saying, and I don't agree with everything he says, by the way, but actually saying, here's where we booted it. Okay? He starts by saying, you know the stereotype of the NPR listener, an EV driving, Wordle playing, tote bag carrying coastal elite. It doesn't precisely describe me, but it's not far off. So he admits that. I drive a Subaru. Spotify says my listening habits are most similar to people in Berkeley. I fit the NPR mold. So all of that. And then he would say that NPR's always had a liberal bent. But he said we were nerdy, but not the knee-jerk activist or scolding type. But some of that changed around 2016 with Trump. I think that's the point where he says they really lost it. And he said, today those who listen to NPR or read its coverage online find something different than what it was when he would have started. The worldview of NPR is a very small segment of the U.S. population. I was astounded that he actually said it. It's true. He said, if you're a conservative, you'll read this and say, duh, it's always been this way. But it hasn't. And then he goes back to like 1970. And this, I mean, this is like a 10-page, you know, essay sort of thing. I'm not going to get into all of it, but some of the high points. He said, back in 2011, NPR's audience tilted a bit to the left, but bore a resemblance to America at large. 26% of listeners described themselves as conservative, 23% middle of the road, 37% liberal. If you can remember those numbers. By 2023, 11% said they were somewhat conservative, 21% middle of the road, 67% said they were very or somewhat liberal. That's how much it changed in 12 years. So he said, go back to Donald Trump and the whole collusion with Russia. It says, we hitched our wagon to Trump's most visible antagonist, Adam Schiff. He goes on to tell the story and in the end says, what is worse is we pretended it never happened. We've moved on with no mea culpas, no self-reflection. Especially when you expect high standards of transparency from public figures and institutions, but don't practice those standards yourself. Well, good.
Yeah.
That's good self-reflection. And again, I think he minimizes some things, but he talks about the Hunter Biden laptop, how they booted that.
Oh, yeah. They put out a piece explaining why they weren't covering it.
Yes. They booted the COVID coverage because they were on board with it did not come from the lab.
Dude, well, that and also the school closures thing. And I'll never forget this. I think it was July-ish as there was a lot of talk in 2020 about whether or not in the fall semester kids would be going back to the classroom. And they actually ran a story talking about YMCA organizations that had been taking care of first responders, frontline hospital workers, their kids, and said they made it work. And then a lot of liberals got really mad at them about that. You weren't kids to tell you, brother! And then all of a sudden the coverage changed course to where, well, of course schools need to stay closed.
Yeah, so at least there's some sort of reflection there. But in the end, because, you know, a lot of people have said, defund that thing.
Yeah.
This isn't helping anyone. And he would say, oh, hold on, that's not the answer.
Yeah, it is.
So I know there's declining ratings and sorry levels of trust, you know, and all of that. But defunding is not the answer. As the country becomes more fractured, there's still a need for a public institution where stories are told and viewpoints exchanged in good faith.
No, there's not.
Dude, that's been blown apart. And honestly, the different people that have said, you could say that about all of legacy media, I would agree with that. The good faith is gone. It takes a long time to build back any trust. That doesn't just happen with a snap of the fingers.
I know personally fairly well a couple of people. One dude runs the thing for a local NPR station.
Okay.
Raging leftist progressive. I mean, raging. I mean, we're not even talking about a guy who can middle of the road it occasionally. He can't.
You know, I'm trying to think. I don't even know if I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, you might. I don't know. But I mean, it's just one of those things where this is a guy who was cheering openly when Rush Limbaugh was diagnosed with cancer.
Oh, man.
I mean, this is how nuts these people are. And again, what am I supposed to say about that? you know,
that tells you something about the person.
Well, it absolutely does. And he,
I mean, if Chuck Todd or who, name the person, is diagnosed, I'm not cheering that.
No, of course not. But I'm telling you, man, these guys are unhinged and they're in positions of power.
Yeah.
I mean, they're calling the shots, but they're lunatics.
Well, what are your thoughts about this dude even writing this piece?
Well, I mean, I think it's good that somebody is saying something about the behavior that we all see, and at least acknowledging.
Exactly. That's true.
Acknowledging that if you are noticing it, you're not some right-wing kook. You're actually just somebody who lives in reality.
Right. By the way, you want to have a little fun?
Sure.
I'm going to play a clip of Karine Jean-Pierre. This will... David, I know you'll remember this, because this wasn't all that long ago. And this might have been talking about NPR funding. Karine Jean-Pierre.
There's no doubt of the independence of NPR's journalists. And it has been, if you've ever been on the receiving end of their questions, you know this. You know that they have their independence in journalism.
They don't. The guy just wrote a whole piece on it. It was total groupthink, and you couldn't say otherwise.
The way she shuts down argument immediately, though.
Oh,
you know. You know,
right.
NPR journalists work digitally to hold public officials accountable and inform the American people. Okay. The hard-hitting independence nature of their coverage speaks for itself, and so I'll leave it there.
And then that jogged my memory, because I don't listen to NPR. Just don't. But it was Tucker, when he was still on Fox, did this thing like, we decided to tune in to see what was going on there. And it was this whole thing about trans dinosaurs and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Trans dinosaurs?
Oh, yeah, a group of people. I'll just let the clip play because I'm thinking about how this guy's like, yeah, it all started in 2012. I don't think so. It was a slippery slope. But as far as talking to very few people that can relate...
Many people who are queer, whether they are trans or some other form of genderqueer or whatever it is, we love dinosaurs.
Along with being a dinosaur expert, Riley is herself transgender. And according to Riley, there is a whole community of genderqueer dinosaur enthusiasts online. We had no idea. So we checked it out. Sure enough, they're there. We found dozens of paleo artists online that identify as queer.
Type dinosaur.
See, it's great because Rob.
I can't believe what I just heard.
Well, it gets better.
That was actually on air?
Yes. This is a feature, dude.
Dinosaur into the LGBT subreddit. Hundreds of results with pride dinos, rainbow dinos, dino moms, dino dads, and a lot of puns. Like Allysaurus.
Transceratops.
I remember doing this bit, and you're going, who listens to that? As it turns out, not many people.
That's...
Yeah.
Do they allow the male dinosaurs to participate in sports with the female dinosaurs?
Right.
That's all I wonder.
Not sure. Well, then there was the anti-diet dietitian.
Oh, yeah.
If you remember that bit from NPR... That was an award winner.
Diet culture is this overarching system of beliefs and values that's really endemic to Western culture at this point in history.
Christy Harrison is an anti-diet registered dietitian with a master's in public health.
Ooh, wow. Wow, there you go. Master's in public health.
Yeah.
Do not question that.
It's so good, man. It's so hilarious.
You know,
and then the bit about what are you binging right now? What are you binging, watching right now?
Well, Kamari, what TV show were you binging this year?
I was watching We Are Lady Parts. It's a musical comedy about a punk band in London that is made up of all Muslim women.
That's an SNL bit when they were good.
Golly, man.
Lady Parts.
Yeah. Moving on to other things. This seems like it goes along with that story. Like an NPR story, I saw this at Stat News. Your dog is probably on Prozac. Experts say that says more about the American mental health crisis than pets.
Well, yeah.
So you're making your dog nuts, too.
Prozac prescriptions for dogs are on the rise all over the place. And in the end, what they're saying is that the anxieties of the owner get passed on to the pet.
They do.
Yeah, particularly dogs. Yeah.
Both of you guys, I know, are big pet people. I like pets, too. Don't get me wrong. But both of you have this serious sort of look like, yes, these stupid owners are making life miserable for the dogs.
Well, they are.
I understand.
I mean, dude, it's one thing if your dog or your cat is completely stressed out when it rains or something and is like losing fur and what all that stuff. Yeah. I mean, I get that. That's a different thing altogether, and maybe medicine could help with that if it's something that's really dangerous or harmful to them. But if your dog is depressed, most of the time it's because you're miserable to be around.
Well, just get out and exercise the pet.
Yeah.
If it's a dog,
it'll be good
for
you.
That's probably what
good
the dog wants.
Yeah.
Or just take a piece of turkey, dip it in gravy, and add to the dog. A happy dog.
Well, that's not good for a dog either.
They're happy.
You want them obese and dying early?
Oh, of course. That's exactly what I want.
Well, then give them turkey and gravy constantly.
Okay. All right. I'm just saying.
Just do what you're supposed to do with a pet. It's not that hard.
And quit putting your problems on the poor dog.
I had an awful day today, isn't it?
Wait a second. You told me you talk to your kitties that way sometimes.
I don't talk to them that way.
What do you say?
I say, hey, how you guys doing? Everybody okay?
You don't say, have you seen the news cycle today?
No, I don't. We don't talk news cycle.
That's good. That's a good thing.
They talked back yesterday during the eclipse.
News update next.
Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Honey, it's our favorite leaf filter trusted pro, Matt. Matt, come in.
Hi, Mrs. Sparks. You wanted me to stop by? Is everything okay with your leaf filter gutter protection system?
Okay. Of course, silly. We wanted you to stop by for dinner as our way of thanking you.
Yes, to thank you for that free gutter inspection, the free estimate, and what was the other thing?
That lifetime guarantee.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Sparks, those are just Leaf Filter's policies. Everyone who calls Leaf Filter gets a trusted pro to come out for a free gutter inspection and estimate. And every Leaf Filter installation comes with a lifetime guarantee.
So it's not just us?
No, sir. We don't want anyone to worry about clogged gutters ever again.
You mean everyone gets this level of service?
Everyone. They just need to visit leaffilter.com/vancamp to schedule their free inspection.
Okay, but you must be starving. You work so hard.
Ready to love your gutter protection as much as we do? Visit leaffilter.com/vancamp and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Get ready for grilling season with the Burger Perfection Flight for just $89.99 when you shop OmahaSteaks.com and use promo code QUALITY at checkout. That's 24 rich and juicy Omaha Steaks pure ground burgers. They're guaranteed to deliver an explosive combination of tenderness, juiciness, and unmatched quality. Each 6-ounce burger is guaranteed to satisfy with every bite. That's OmahaSteaks.com, QUALITY at checkout to unlock this exclusive deal. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Mentioned it before, there's very common sense reason gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, several reasons, David.
Yeah, the cost of goods continues to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January 2021, cost of living is up about 18%.
Yeah, the national debt continues to skyrocket too. Check this out, $34 trillion. Causing many to wonder when that whole house of cards is going to come crashing down.
And, of course, it's a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country.
And, you know, that means instability and uncertainty. That is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. And if you haven't diversified your savings yet, you can get started right now by securing a portion of your savings in gold from Birch Gold Group.
Yeah, just text MVCR to 989898. Get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. It's not going to cost you a penny on either out of pocket.
And they have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and tens of thousands of happy customers, and you can count on Birch Gold, too.
Get started today. Text MVCR to 989898. That's MVCR to 989898.
Okay. You have a news update, David?
I do, yeah. This is the first time this has ever happened. The parents of Ethan Crumbly, this is the guy in Michigan who murdered four of his classmates in a school shooting. Okay. Parents were charged with involuntary manslaughter. They have been sentenced now to 10 to 15 years in prison.
Wow.
And to me, again, like I think these people made a lot of obviously stupid decisions. You have a kid who's in crisis. They know he's in crisis. And they went out and bought him a gun and said, you can hold on to the gun, kid. You're dumb. Oh, you're idiots.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do wonder what the repercussions of something like this will be moving forward, to have parents convicted for something that the kids did.
Right. Who knows, right?
I mean, there's a Pandora's box that's been opened, and I don't know if I'm all that comfortable with it.
Well, they should be going to jail, in my opinion.
Oh, they're going to jail.
Oh, yeah.
10 to 15 years? Wow.
I mean, good night, man. Yeah, that's a good discussion to have. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep. Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. You know, I see this headline at Fox, and it says, the great COVID cover-up, shocking truth about Wuhan and 15 federal agencies. And maybe it's just from doing this every day, you see it, and you're like, well, yeah. When you step back for a second, though, this is mind-blowing that this isn't the top story everywhere, considering what, not just this country, the entire world went through 4 years ago. How vast was the great COVID cover-up? Rand Paul writes, well, my investigation has recently discovered government officials from 15 federal agencies knew in 2018 that the Wuhan Institute of Virology was trying to create a coronavirus like COVID-19. These officials knew that the Chinese lab was proposing to create a COVID-19-like virus, and not one of these officials revealed this scheme to the public. In fact, 15 agencies with knowledge of this project have continuously refused to release any information concerning this alarming and dangerous research. Government officials representing at least 15 federal agencies briefed on a project proposed by Peter Daszak, the Echo Health Alliance. If you followed this story, it probably rings a bell.
I remember that guy.
Yes, and this was talked about. And yeah. These were right-wing conspiracies, remember?
That's what we were told, yeah.
Wow. And, you know, it goes into the story. Rand Paul was on Fox last night talking about this.
Everything they blamed the right on, vaccine hesitancy, not trusting government officials, the loss of trust in government, I told them over and over again, and I still continue to tell them, it is at their feet. It's not at those of us who said, well, maybe we should examine individually whether older people might benefit from the vaccine versus younger people who might not need it.
Remember that, bringing that up just on the show?
Yeah.
Seemed like a fair question, just asking questions. You weren't supposed to do that at that time.
Or whether or not people who have already been infected may not need to be vaccinated again, or maybe people don't need three or four vaccines if they've already been infected. None of these questions were ever answered, but the more they came out with things that weren't believable, like that your six-month-old needs three vaccines or your 12-year-old needs three vaccines, even if they've had COVID, and that none of the studies included the variable of whether you have had COVID.
You know, I just noticed for the first time the other day, calling Walgreens about a prescription, they no longer talk about a vaccine.
Oh, no, they don't. Nuh-uh.
When you're put on hold.
No.
Or when you first call there. Yeah. That's gone now.
Well, finally. That was on the, yeah, when you're on hold.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes.
Did you have your COVID-19 vaccine? Is it up to date?
You do that very well.
Well, I heard it a million times.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Rand Paul was asked, well, what should happen to Fauci? I mean, Fauci lied about this several times on a number of different things.
Jail. You know, I've sent two referrals to the Department of Justice. I think he lied to Congress, which is a felony. You know, several folks from the Trump administration were accused of lying to Congress and carted off to jail with FBI agents all over their property, you know, yanking them out of their house early in the morning. But we have two tiers of justice here. It depends on whether you were a supporter of Donald Trump or you're a supporter of big government, you know, the centralized government. But Anthony Fauci did lie to Congress. We know that from his own words, not because I say lies, but his private emails say he was lying. Virtually everything he said in private contradicted what he was saying in public.
And legacy media knew that and never would report on it. They would not do it.
No.
And it was out there.
And he was fairly honest in private. In private, he said masks don't work. In public, he wore three masks. In private, he admitted that there was such a thing as natural immunity gained from getting the infection. In public, he was like, oh, you know, we're not going to measure that. It's unpredictable.
Well, and going back months, well, even years, really, I would say you still hope that there's a price to be paid. But David, you were right. I was thinking you were probably right at the time. He's not going to jail.
Oh, no, he's not going to jail.
Not going to pay any price for that.
No.
Should.
Yeah, he should.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's really weird because when you go back and you think about the origins and the start of all of this.
Yes.
And how all of a sudden some things didn't make sense to a lot of us.
Mm-hmm.
And you had some questions. And how quickly you were shouted down.
Oh, yeah.
How quickly you were told that with a thumb on the back of your neck not to question these people. That
right.
They were the authorities.
Are you a scientist?
Right, exactly.
Do you know biology?
Right.
No, you're just common sense.
I mean, but it's, you weren't even allowed to ask questions.
Yeah.
Never, ever ask any questions. Just whatever Fauci said, that's what it would. Deborah Birx, the same way. All these people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, damn, man. Since when do we not question anybody? Particularly when you're talking about science. Science is there to be questioned.
Used to be.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, David, you have an update on a story from earlier.
Yeah.
About the moon being mostly gas.
Yeah, Democrat Representative Sheila Jackson Lee was at an event yesterday at Booker T. Washington High School. It was an eclipse watching gathering, and she started talking about the moon. Now, there's an update to this, but if you haven't heard it yet, here's part of what she said to these high schoolers.
And sometimes you've heard the word full moon. Sometimes you need to take the opportunity just to come out and see a full moon is that complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases. And that's why the question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon? Are the gases such that we could do that? The sun is a mighty powerful heat that is almost impossible. To go near the sun.
Almost.
The moon is more manageable.
Okay.
That is funny.
Now, she writes, obviously I misspoke and meant to say the sun. But as usual, Republicans are focused on stupid things instead of stuff that really matters. What can I say, though? Foolish thinkers lust for stupidity. Not entirely sure what she's getting at there. Maybe I am just one of those foolish thinkers, but... She's saying that foolish thinkers want to absorb stupidity, much like humans may be able to, in some circumstances, absorb the heat from the sun. I don't know. But in context, there's no way that she's explicitly talking about how difficult it would be to live on the moon because it's made up of gas.
Right.
There's no misspeaking there.
No. No.
And they're going to try to convert that to solar power.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Because of, you know, global warming.
Well, you don't want... We really need to get rid of gases powering the moon. Okay, we need to make sure that it's fully electrified.
That's right, yes.
Because climate change.
Yes.
Got it. So, not only an expert on guns and ARs,
right.
Sheila Jackson Lee.
I love that one.
But also the sun and moon.
Yes.
Didn't she say one time she, like, held an AR and she was, like, and it weighed, like, several heavy boxes?
Yeah, it was very heavy.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the entire quote, but I mean, I'm sure that we could pull this up if you wanted it.
To quote Sheila Jackson Lee, I'm a foolish thinker and I lust for stupidity. So yes.
Okay.
I don't know what else it takes, but I don't believe that we can stop at the door of the United States House. I believe there will have to be an emergence of members of the House flooding the United States Senate for Senator McConnell to understand that these initiatives today, my gun storage bill, my bill that I've introduced dealing with the caliber weapon, I've held an AR-15 in my hand, I wish I had it. It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving.
10 boxes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, whenever you shoot yours, I mean, you train for like 2 years ahead of time.
Oh, yeah.
They've been doing squats.
You have
lunges.
To. Yeah. It's
heavy.
I've mentioned this before. I have it's an old rifle. It was a rifle that my dad got when he was seven. He lived out in the middle of nowhere in New Mexico. And it's a single shot 22. So it's not exactly a weapon of war. It is heavier than any other gun I own.
Hmm. Well, maybe she was talking about 10 boxes of chocolates, like Forrest Gump or something. That could be.
Or marshmallows. Or
maybe. Something like
packing
that.
Packing peanuts.
We're still debating on what the best clip of the day was. It was either Sheila Jackson Lee talking about, you know, the moon and the sun, or it was Jennifer Lewis, the actress from Black-ish.
Yeah, Jennifer Lewis wins, hands down.
Who was on, and I'm not familiar with Zerlina Maxwell, her satellite radio show, but Jennifer Lewis went unhinged about what's going to happen if Trump wins. I don't think we have time for all of it, but if you happen to miss this from earlier.
Because there are 10,000 flavors.
Right. Oh, yeah, she's talking about we're wasting time picking out ice cream and things like that and wondering, maybe we won't even vote, but you're missing the boat because this guy is coming for you, this Trump guy.
Trying to make a choice on bullshit.
Right.
What movie tonight? Let me sit here for a half hour. No bombs going off.
What does that mean? I don't even know.
And we do nothing. We sit on our couches. Oh, I don't believe in voting. You f***ing idiot. If that man gets in.
Mm-hmm. One of your favorite parts of this, Scott, is the host of the show with the
That's it. Yeah, that's the contribution.
That's pretty good.
As soon as he takes the oath, he will have generals walk down the steps of the Capitol. He will take a hammer and break the glass where the Constitution is, and he will tear it up in our faces and say, now, I'm the king of the f***ing world.
Uh-oh.
You will bow down, bitches. He will punish everybody that didn't vote for him. Let me tell y'all how I know this shit.
Then she really gets.
I know it because I know what mental illness looks like.
Mm-hmm. Sure do.
That mania is unstoppable.
There's just this awkward silence as this is going on.
See, this mother is Hitler. He didn't come to play.
He didn't come to play. Okay. Gonna put you all back in chains. That's what basically they're saying there.
Generals marching down the steps of the Capitol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On Inauguration Day.
Whoa.
I think if Trump does win re-election at his inauguration, he needs to end it with, I'm the king of the bleeping world. Bow down, bees. This mania is unstoppable. And we will make America great again.
Yes. Now give me the hammer.
Incredible. Oh, I agree.
Holy smokes, man.
Dang.
I know it because I know what mental illness looks like.
Now I'm wondering if the girl all of a sudden went, holy cow.
I would guess, man.
I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah.
She's just agreeing because she doesn't want to get stuck.
Right, exactly.
I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, try pushing back on that. Good luck to you.
Whew. No way.
Yeah, that was a hot one. Okay.
Dang.
Yep.
By the way, she's been engaged and not married 4 times.
Heck you say. Some guy got scared?
Yeah, really.
No wonder she's so angry.
Dang.
News update and Morgan Wallen in trouble again next.
Attention business owners. Stop wasting money on rent and start building up equity by owning a custom-designed building from General Steel. Over four decades, General Steel's been trusted by small business owners and the Fortune 500. Call us today at 844-98-STEEL for your fast construction, low-maintenance, high-quality building at an affordable price. Call 844-98-STEEL to own your building starting with just a small deposit. Business owners like you are taking advantage of early spring weather and getting a head start in their projects. This surge in demand will extend the project timeline, so act now and be ready to build this spring. Call 844-98-STEEL to secure your place in our delivery schedule. Stop wasting money on rent and start gaining equity with a building from General Steel. Call 844-98-STEEL now to find out how quickly your business can move into one of our quick construction kits, like a 50 by 100 perfect for the small business owner, or a 200 by 450 favorite of the Fortune 500. Just call 844-98-STEEL. That's 844-987-8335.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Racist update, David Van Camp.
I'm just telling you that I have been made aware of something that if you posted online about the eclipse, specifically if you posted a picture of the eclipse, you are harming a group. You are doing harm. The advice I got was the Navajo people are asking that you post warnings before posting eclipse pictures as it disrupts their prayers and rituals. They can't see the moon right now.
What?
But
they're
they can
on
be
social
on
media.
Twitter, apparently. Now what this is that apparently some Navajo take part in an old ritual during an eclipse where they don't go outside and look at the moon. They don't watch it. They don't want to see it. And it is honoring the order of the cosmos, apparently. That is the tradition that some Navajo practice.
Okay.
To my knowledge, nobody has said, from the Navajo Nation, no one has said, don't post pictures of the eclipse. It's harmful. Apparently that's like woke white people who say that behalf of the Navajo. But apparently, yeah, they don't look at the eclipse out of respect because they worry that the event could lead to an unbalance in that individual if they watch it. Which is just old religious customs, fine. But I can't find any evidence of anybody saying don't post it online.
Except for the white liberals.
The white liberals, yes.
Okay.
But there was a lot of white liberals that were posting online yesterday.
About what? About
the eclipse, yeah.
Well, clearly they hate the Navajo.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was going to say.
Terrible. David.
Yeah, bad people. Yep.
So they didn't know what they were doing.
Or they did, and they just ignored it. One of the two.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you do to make that right? I know, like, if you're Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, like with the George Floyd thing, they put on the African garb and got on their knees.
Yeah, maybe you do the same. I don't know.
Something else here?
Maybe.
Okay. And they speak of Vision Quest and things like that, maybe, to try to pander.
to the Navajo
vote. One can only hope that's what happens.
That would be fantastic.
Because I would love to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be pretty cool. Probably saw the story about Morgan Wallen. Apparently he got liquored up again.
Yes, he did.
And then threw a chair off the sixth-story roof of Eric Church's new bar, Chiefs.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And it almost hit cops.
Yeah, a couple of cops.
On the ground.
Okay. I did not see the video. Has anyone seen video?
Mm-mm.
Or just heard about it?
I heard about it. I didn't see video. I didn't know if there was. Is there video?
I have no idea.
I
was just looking at the story. Apparently, the flying chair was caught on surveillance video. Witnesses say they watched him pick up the chair and then throw it over somebody. And then he was laughing.
Yeah.
So it wasn't out of anger. It's just like, woo!
Yeah, well,
right.
I mean,
seems like
he's a country music superstar who may or may not have a drinking problem. Chairs are going to get thrown.
I don't know what you guys heard people talking about this. Most of the feedback I heard was on brand.
Yeah.
I mean, lucky no one got hurt.
Yeah.
Not saying, you know, everyone, when you're feeling it, just start whipping chairs off rooftops. I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's kind of on brand for this dude.
Channeling the spirit of Keith Moon. Chucking furniture.
A lot of other rock stars.
Oh, they've all done it, yeah.
You
out of windows.
Furniture out of windows and everything else.
On the road, you know.
But I did see Ted Nugent last night on Fox saying it might be time to think about sobriety there.
Oh, I'm thinking it might be that time, too.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin show. Okay, biggest story today, David.
Biggest story of the day to me is that the Biden administration is still doubling down on the idea that what you're experiencing in the economy isn't real. It's all vibes. They say, actually, according to the Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen, actually, households are in a pretty good position financially, in spite of all the metrics that say the exact opposite.
And in 3 months, Janet Yellen will say, at the time, I didn't understand the economy, but we have a better handle on it now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great. Oh, you know what? We got to get to the rest of the conversation with Stephen A. Smith and Charles Barkley.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They don't sound like a couple of lefties. They really don't. This is interesting. Straight ahead. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. A few things going on. I didn't hear a whole lot of talk about this other than seeing it one time online. It was a conversation. Stephen A. Smith and Charles Barkley. They were talking about the state of the country and crime, illegal immigration. We didn't have time for all of it earlier. We heard a little piece. But they were talking about, you know, guys in New York here illegally. Put in jail for whatever, then they're back out.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's nonsense. Charles Barkley had a good line, and then we'll just pick it up from there.
So they beat up cops. How are you out of jail in 24 hours? And then clearly, 2 days later, they're robbing Macy's. Anybody, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, a dog, a cat, or a puppy, you know that's wrong, period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say people agree with that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Conversation goes on. Just anytime you want it stopped. Commentary, feel free.
But it's woke culture. Well, with woke culture and everything else that's been going on, you've got folks on the left that have endorsed a more lenient legal system, and obviously folks on the right going crazy about it and calling for law and order. Who do you side with, considering our iniquitous history, what's going on today, and who the candidates are in terms of Biden and Trump, in all likelihood, running for office? What do, Charles? Who do you vote for?
Okay, time out. Because I saw a rolling of the eyes there, David.
Well, what do we do, given our history of inequities? Enforce the freaking law.
You both agreed on that.
Yeah.
Yes. And like he's like, it's this woke culture. Who's been part of leading that since 2020?
Right.
Anyway, it goes on.
First of all, we need law and order, Stephen A. If we're going to...
I agree.
I'm with you. Dude, we need law and order. Hey, trying to fix inequalities has nothing to do with letting people go in stores and rob people. That has nothing to do with diversity or handling inequalities. Letting random people just run in all these stores stealing stuff. And, you know, because
See, to me, that's another point. Most Americans agree 100% on that.
Yeah.
Innocent people, they should always be protected. But we need law and order. Yeah, do we need to address diversity and inequalities? 100%. But to go out here and says, oh, like this, that's my personal favorite. Unless you steal $1,000, we're not going to press charges. Well, Stephen A., I want that same damn deal. Yeah.
I don't think we get the specifics on how to address different things, by the way, if you're wondering that.
I want to be able to...
How about the $53 million in prepaid credit cards for migrants?
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. I mean, come on, man. And
Black folks been in the streets. Latinos been in the streets homeless. Minorities have been in the streets homeless, starving for years. We ain't never got anything like that. Like, I grew up on welfare. Hey, what they talking about? I'm like, we ain't never had nothing like that.
They didn't,
welfare not enough. Want the prepaid credit cards like people are getting now.
Sorry, but that's an endorsement of replacement theory, if I've ever heard one. And Stephen A., I'm sorry, you just can't have that.
Well, you're literally shaking right now.
I am literally shaking.
I know.
See that.
We're going to find $53 million. I'm like, damn, we can do a lot with $53 million. I mean, but, man, that's why I say this whole thing is broken. And we need some adults to come and say, hey, listen, I understand some things, but yeah, we're just not going to let everybody run wild and do what the hell they want to do. I mean, because that's just not right. I mean, it's just not right and it's just not fair.
Agree.
Man, yeah. I had no idea that Charles Barkley was spelled with three Ks. Terrible. Terrible.
Terrible. Yeah. Again, man. Most people that are fairly reasonable agree about a lot of different things. And crime, that's certainly one of them. I wonder if you were to ask those guys about the protests in the streets that just shut things down. Because I just happened to see it earlier. Was it the anti-Israel people trying to block some lunch at the Senate or something?
Yeah, no, it was in the cafeteria in the Senate building and the office building. And they said, if Gaza doesn't eat, then the Senate doesn't eat. Like, senators can't go get a sandwich down the street. These morons.
Isn't that a little insurrection-y?
Well, it is. Yeah, you can't. That's parading in a restricted area.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, that sounds pretty troublesome. And I'm just curious, how many of those people that were there today protesting are being paid?
Oh, a lot. Code Pink is the group that was organizing it. Code Pink, if you're not familiar, is a Chinese Communist Party-funded organization that finds willing participants who want to make some money to go protest and then just useful idiots.
Yeah. Well, that's why it was so funny the other day, RFK Jr., you know, doing a rally, mm-hmm. a bunch of protesters outside. His staff went and talked to him and found out, yeah, they didn't really care. They all got the signs made from the same people, and they were getting paid to be there by the Democrats. It's absolutely hilarious.
They're scared the death of him.
Oh, my gosh. No doubt about it. Yes. All right, let's get to your theory. Right. Here we go.
Are you ready?
One, two.
It's the three most important news stories of the day.
I hit the trifecta.
Well, at least according to Scott Robbins. It's the trifecta on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
Every day about this time, the Scott Robbins trifecta, helped by his hero.
Hi, it's me, Casey.
Hey, Casey.
Casey.
Missed him last night.
I'm ready. Three.
Number three, you want to talk about self-care in Canada.
Well, self-image, self-care, conflated one concept there. This is a true story. Canada, having some trouble providing just basic medical care to its citizens. They're just struggling right now. But they have jumped into the idea, critical medical studies pool. And not only are they in on mutilating gender-affirming care, but the country is now paying to lop off healthy limbs if the patient desires it. If a patient is depressed and is wanting to lose an arm or a leg or whatever, they'll do it for you and they'll pay for it.
I forget the name of that condition.
But it's called aptomenophilia.
Heck yeah, it is.
I believe it's something like that. I'm trying to pronounce it correctly.
Sure.
But yeah, these are people that believe that their depression is stems from them having a limb or a leg or whatever the case.
Yes.
And it needs to be amputated for them to feel better and affirm themselves.
Right. That's a mental illness.
Of course
and
it
you
is.
Treat the mental yes. illness. You don't cut their arm off. What is that?
Insanity.
It's insanity. Yes, that's exactly what it is. I mean, no person who is reasonably well balanced looks around and says, "You know what? I got too many limbs. I need to lose one." Four is ridiculous, okay?
And then to be able to go in to a hospital and have a doctor actually perform it.
Forget the old doctor's oath. Forget that.
First,
no
harm. No
harm. Yes, yeah. Forget that. Oh, you want it? Where do you want me to lop it off at?
Gosh.
Past the elbow or higher up?
Yeah, right.
It's insane.
The celebration of insanity continues.
Wow.
Now, on with the countdown.
Scott Robbins, trifecta, top three of the day.
Two.
You want to talk about some old battle gear that's been discovered?
Yeah, a guy with a metal detector recently discovered a 400-year-old military artifacts, many of them while roaming around a field last month in Germany. Guy's got himself a show he has on YouTube where he goes around with this thing and digs for stuff. Hit on something. He uncovered several pieces of metal that were buried 60 centimeters deep. And officials there said they're from the Ministry of Science and Higher Education. Said, hey, these are real. These are from a Polish army in the, 1600s.
Wow.
They found this. And so they also found, I guess, some bone fragments and things. Autopsies indicate the cause of death was climate change, by the way, because they were forging a lot of metal back then.
Okay. So, are you serious about the bone fragments?
Yeah. I mean, they found little bits of everything.
So are you talking like swords and stuff that would have been chopping bones?
Yes.
That would have been helpful in Canada now.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the countdown
All they
continues.
Need is like these full metal suits to walk into these things and just start lopping
that's
things off.
Crazy
yeah.
stuff, man.
It's insanity.
Scott Robbins trifecta, his top three.
And finally, one.
There is a, it's a smaller sports governing body, but this is an important first step to restoring some level of sanity. They have said enough when it comes to men playing in women's sports.
Yeah, the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics. The NAIA is the governing body for mostly small colleges, but there are some around every area of every city.
Yeah.
They had met on Monday and decided we're going to stop this nonsense and ban transgender athletes from competing in women's sports. The Council of Presidents approved the policy 20-0. The NAIA, which oversees 83,000 athletes at schools across the country, is the first college sports organization to take this step. Now, according to the transgender participation policy, all athletes may participate in NAIA-sponsored male sports, but only athletes whose biological sex assigned at birth is female and have not begun hormone therapy will be allowed to participate in women's sports. So you got to be a female to participate in women's sports. This is, by the way, groundbreaking.
A lot of Christian schools in NAIA.
Yeah.
But not surprising.
The president emphasized the need to preserve fair competition. He said that's what motivated this decision. We know there are a lot of different opinions out there. For us, though, we believed our first responsibility was to create fairness and competition. NCAA, you're up.
What do you think, if you had to bet, where's the NCAA going to go in the next year or two? Because this is going to come up at some point.
It has to.
I think.
I mean, it has already before. They've done nothing.
I think the culture is going to shift in the next 2 to 5 years.
I agree.
And it'll be interesting to watch because I truly believe a lot of the same people who are shrieking about, you want kids to kill themselves, blah, blah, all this kind of stuff, all this nonsense.
Right.
They're going to turn around. There's going to be a moment when they do an absolute about face. And then they say, we were never for that. Ever. They're just going to gaslight everybody.
Yeah.
And say, well, obviously it's common sense. Obviously we're not going to lop the genitals off of a healthy 13-year-old boy or give a girl a double mastectomy for no reason other than she's confused about her gender. And of course, the women's sports thing, they're going to say, well, yeah, that's common sense, obviously.
boy, I don't know, man. If you're Dawn Staley, the head coach of South Carolina, that just said, yeah, if you identify as a woman, you should be able to play.
That's such a weird thing. Because you're going to have to deal with that, Dawn, eventually. You hang around long enough, you're going to have to deal with this.
Well, yeah, especially if David's right, and I think you are right, that it's going to happen in the next few years. Because you're seeing the tide turning in different parts of the world already. Mm-hmm. And then are we going to hear people say, well, I was wrong on that at the time? Sorry for shaming everybody or trying to shame people?
Yeah.
It's going to be parents of female athletes that have got to stand up. And not allow your daughter to deal with this.
Well, then that means you have to say, I'm not doing this. Not going to do
we're
it
not,
at all.
No.
But it would help if it was an entire team. Say, no, we're not going to do
no
this.
Question.
We've seen that in different high schools and things like
right,
that.
Exactly. I mean, you're right, though. It is smaller schools, but still, it's a step in the right direction anyway.
Every time I think of the headline, you know, testicle injuries skyrocket in female sports, it's like, you got to be joking me.
Yeah.
But it's true.
Well, yeah. It went from zero. Even if it was 10, it skyrocketed. Yes.
Yes.
And there you have
yes.
it.
Okay, we get it. I understand. Yeah.
Man. Old school.
Well, yes,
deep
it's
track.
Crazy.
Deep
yes.
track.
Love it.
It's like the U-Penn swimmer. It's like, wait a second. It's right there on display for everybody. I don't think that's what AC/DC meant back in the 70s.
No,
right
not,
out loud.
Not then, no.
Wow. All right, news update and Nimrod's in the news straight ahead.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Call 877-92-STEEL. That's 877-92-STEEL. To see how much money you can save with General Steel, our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies from Fortune 500 corporations to startups have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
I'm very impressed with General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Call 877-92-STEEL to find out how quickly your business can move into one of our quick construction kits, like a 50 by 100 perfect for the small business owner, or a 200 by 450 favorite of the Fortune 500. Just call 877-92-STEEL. That's 877-92-STEEL.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze, and right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Of course, baseball season is here. It's Masters Week.
Yeah.
It's a great time to check out Prize Picks.
Yeah, it is. Get in on the playoff action and the golf action if you're so inclined. You and the world's best players will be taking the game to a new level during the postseason. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, basketball, hockey, even esports, if that's your thing.
Yeah, Prize Picks even offers what they call injury insurance. Here's what it means. Your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Now, for basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and doesn't return in the second, Prize Picks will have your back and not count that as a loss.
I also offer weekly promotions and special offers for the biggest moments in sports. Simple to play. Van Camp always talks about, you know, if you don't overanalyze, you can make those picks in like 10 seconds.
Yeah, they offer Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits. This year, download the app today and use code MVCR for a first deposit match up to $100.
That's code MVCR on Prize Picks for a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
News update, David Van Camp.
24/7 news program from RCG Media in Mexico. They were showing file footage of other eclipses. They were showing current images of the eclipse as it was happening yesterday. They got one thing wrong, though.
What?
They showed one clip of something that was technically an eclipse, but not a solar eclipse. You see a bright light, and then, instead of the moon, you see that... You see that bright light being slowly blocked out by a man's testicles. And they aired it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's funny.
That's a perfect lead into Nimrod's in the news. Roll it.
When the going gets tough.
Damn it, this is too hard.
The dumb get dumber.
All right, Dan.
It's Nimrod's in the News on the Martley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
I love the poorly educated.
You know, some Not guy that. Said, I dare you. Yeah. I had double dog dare you to do it.
He said, I appreciate that you took my video about the eclipse. I would have loved to have been credited. Greetings.
Oh, my goodness.
Guess what's blocking out the sun? Yeah.
I thought of you, David, when I saw this story. This 39-year-old dude in Kentucky, Jesse Kipf, just admitted to attempting to fake his own death. Mm. And it put a lot of effort into it. He had accessed the Hawaii Death Registry System using the details of a doctor living in another state. Created this whole case, and it worked at first. They finally found out the reason he was faking his own death. Jeez. Get out of paying more than $100,000 in child support to his ex.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's in a lot of trouble, and he should be. But, man, it worked for a while. It's pretty wild. And that's Nimrod's in the news.